Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio. 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial, KCMO Religion on the Line. We would implore you to pick up the phone and call. Give us a call and engage in a conversation about spirituality, belief, faith, hope, all those things that we hook our existential hearts to in ways that we do in no other way. Give us a call, 576-7710, and we'll talk about matters of superstition, matters of absolute knowledge, or that which we have faith in, and we'll engage in dialogue. 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk, President of St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And I will tell you, I did just as Neil Engel said last week, and to go see the Nazi propaganda exhibit at the National Archives, and boy, is it impressive. And it's free, it's open, people would be more than welcome there. And I just want to, right off the bat, John, Michael, just urge all of us and all of our listeners to check it out. It's here through about the middle of October. And just a very disturbing but also inspirational moment in the art scene in greater Kansas City, in the archival moment of trying to understand our past so that we might not repeat past mistakes that others have made and that maybe even we have made from time to time. 576-7710 is the number to call. Michael, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, I don't know about my mind, but I got a lot on my plate. Has the controversy at the University of Illinois about this professor of American Indian Studies reached out there at all?
Not to my knowledge. I believe his name.
Professor Dr. Zaleta, he was offered a position in the American Indian Studies program, and before he took the position, a bunch of his, I think anyone would say, inflammatory tweets about the Gaza situation of the summer got public airing. Well, tweets always get public airing, I suppose, and the university withdrew its offer, and all heck broke loose, shall we say, and the board of trustees of the university voted 8-1 not to hire him, and there may be legal action, Bob, you know, the question of academic freedom versus simple civility, the assumption being that his tweet, they're close, they're racist obsenities. Question of it just is horrific and frightening and sad and one-sided and ugly. I mean, as suggesting, for instance, that the Zionist dream is that any American Jewish boy or girl can grow up to be a murderer. You know. Little things like that that one would assume might make a classroom environment somewhat challenging. Wow. But on the other hand, a much more loving concern, even though it's one of those issues that will always be contentious and unresolved. A few weeks ago, a long-standing employee of the Holy Family Catholic Church here in the greater Chicago area planned to marry his same-sex partner, and he lost his job as a result, probably expecting that, I guess, maybe not, but there's been a lot of sadness and protest around it because he was a much-loved member of the community, including many members of the community he served. But Cardinal George had a private meeting with the employee. The fired employee says the two of them prayed together, and it very touching, quite honestly. Here's a man who was fighting for his own life and felt the need to do a it was a pastoral visit. They clearly will never find themselves on the same page on the matter. But I thought, what an exquisite effort to try to recognize we have differences, but we can still care. Then, of course, we've got what shall we say about the NFL, if that hasn't already been said this week, yes?
Another one.
I suppose we can ask our listeners if they think this whole contratemps scandal issue should cost what's his name, Goodell.
Goodell, the NFL commissioner,
his job. I'll take it for $11 million.
Well, and there's some, apparently some other incentives that make it much more lucrative than that. But
I'll forego the incentives. I couldn't live on that.
But what is the right thing to do there? Mm-hmm. Out of our religious commitments and ethical perspectives, what is the right thing to do? For him to have done, or that he did, or should have done, but also what is the NFL, and what should the owners expect, and what should we as sports enthusiasts expect? Okay, next.
So, next is this past week, a woman died, whom I bet is unknown to all of us, except her impact is known to everyone. Lillian Gobitis Close. She was a child of, I think, 10 years old. She was 90 at her death when she refused to salute the flag, her being the child of Jehovah's Witnesses in 1935. Mm. And that issue still, I don't mean saluting the flag issue. I mean the issue of what are the private rights that we have because of our religious commitments, and where do we draw a line. Boy, that hasn't gone away either, has it? A different death this week, especially because I think the power it suggests of for change. The Reverend Ian Paisley, who described himself as a bigot. He once interrupted a speech by Pope John Paul II by calling upon the Antichrist, and he ended up being one of the most divisive figures in Northern Ireland. In fact, he ended up being sharing power and being a vital advocate for the lasting peace that has embraced Northern Ireland. So, Ecclesiastes has it, there is a time for peace.
Did he ever forego or eschew his previous incendiary comments?
The honest answer from my perspective is I don't know. But he ended up working with the folks who were part of that coalition, shall we say, Catholic, and shared power, et cetera, et cetera. On a little lighter side, for drivers in Belgium, God is their insurance agent. There's a church in Scherpenheuvel, and I'm sure I'm murdering that, Belgium, where every day, somewhere between 30 and 50 people come to get their quote-unquote cars blessed. And there actually is a specific ritual, according to this article, in this town for cars blessing, and it's over 400 years now. Mm. That means they used to bless carriages as opposed to cars. The article talks about different traditions. There's a great joke in Jewish tradition of a person who wants to get a blessing for his car. If we have time, I'll tell that one later. Here's a lovely little article by Reverend.
You know what,
Perry.
Michael? Hold on.
Yeah, okay.
We'll
goodbye.
We'll take a break.
Goodbye.
We'll be right back after these messages. Well, not quite after these messages. It looks like we could do one more, Michael.
All right. Well, this is an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal by J. Perry Smith, who's a retired Methodist minister, Episcopal priest, and the author of The Unlikely Priest. And it is about Good sermon is the worst possible praise a preacher can receive. Perfunctory at best, good sermon means what you said probably wasn't heard or understood or relevant. And then he goes on a little bit, including some challenging words that I do want to share, so we'll probably wait.
All right. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be right back here at 576-7710.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations. And that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them do whatever they want and let them think they're free. and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation. Weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM. We are Talk Radio, KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
This is Mark Comfort, owner of Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours and Travel. Just to remind you that when you're ready for a vacation, Cruise Holidays has the best deals and the most knowledge to help you find the perfect vacation. And Comfort Tours and Travels has the best deals and the most knowledge on all-inclusive vacations. So when you're ready for a great deal on a great vacation, call Cruise Holidays or Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. Or cruiseholidayskc.com.
When you've been sick or injured, there can often be a period when you don't need to be in the hospital, but you're not quite well enough to go back to your normal life. That's where Covenant Place of Lenexa comes in. Covenant Place of Lenexa offers a full range of rehabilitation services in a peaceful home-like environment. Private rooms are available, where Medicare approved and certified. A spa with whirlpool tub, fireplace, and television make your personalized rehabilitation the bridge between hospital and home.
Call 913-307-2000 or visit covenantplacelenexa.org.
The Diagnostic Imaging Center's Health and Wellmobile, in participation with Roxy's Healthy Treats and Hendrick Buick GMC Cadillac, brings health and wellness directly to you. Free and low-cost health screens, scans, and health education information are provided daily in communities all around Kansas City.
Learn your health age. Get fit in 15 minutes. Find out your risks for diabetes and heart disease and visit our Healthy Breasts, Healthy Body exhibit.
For specific dates and times and services offered at each Health and Wellmobile tour stop, visit us online at healthwellmobile.com. Health Wellmobile.
Hey, do you want to look your best in a suit? I mean, to the point that when you walk into the room, you feel confident and people are coming up to you saying, man, you're looking good. You working out? Dan Dan can do that for you. Dan Dan's going to get your suit custom fit to you, lifetime free alterations for the suit, and a free tie with every suit. Best name brands in Kansas City for a third the price anywhere else. You can even get top name brand tuxedo rentals for just $130. So call up Dan Dan, 913-541-1192. 913-541-1192 for Dan Dan, the Taylor Man.
We used to get together every week. She's been home from her last deployment for months now, and I haven't seen her once.
He's just been different since he got back from Iraq. One minute he's ready to go, and the next he doesn't want anyone around.
The nightmares are back and seem to be getting worse. Shouldn't he be sleeping better after all these years?
A lot of people don't understand what veterans go through during their service or when they come back, and that's okay.
But everyone can help.
You can make a difference in the life of a veteran.
You stood by us when we were in uniform, so stand by us now.
Like my brother did, and he wouldn't take no for an answer.
Like my wife did, when she asked the right questions.
Like my friend did, when she made the call.
Take a stand for those who served our country.
If you're a veteran in crisis, or know one who is, the confidential Veterans Crisis Line is here for you. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Hey, it's Mike Aubrey, the real estate expert. I spend a lot of time driving through neighborhoods. Guess what I see? Lost, confused homeowners. There's one now, driving in circles.
Hey, pal, need some help?
I've been looking for a better mortgage, but I'm not getting anywhere.
They're searching and searching for refinancing. But even though they are current on their payments, they just can't find a lower rate or better terms because they're underwater on their mortgages.
Talk about getting the runaround!
But there is one place to look if your mortgage is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Mike, can you get me out of here?
Come on, follow me. I've got the answer.
H-A-R-P. HARP. It's a government refinancing program that can save you money. See if you qualify at harp.gov.
Thanks, Mike. Now we're getting somewhere.
harp.gov, your best route to a better mortgage.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, You can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Mark Levin.
You have to do a better job.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line. Here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial, 103.7 on your FM radio dial. Give us a call. And we will engage in conversation so that we might hear from you, 576-7710, and hear about what's on your heart, mind, and soul among the topics that we've already spoken or new topics that you want to raise. All right, 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk, President St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
And, Michael, you were going on.
Sorry, I'm going on and on and on. So, from this article about what constitutes the elements of sermonizing style is the headline they gave it. So I mentioned that good sermon, he says good sermon is the least attractive thing you could say to a person offering such, claiming it means you really haven't heard or you didn't have much to say. And then a little later in the article, I'm at two paragraphs. In truth, Mr. Osteen, he's referring to, is it Joel Osteen, right? Like so many preachers, and especially those of us in the mainline denominations, is really boring. Our message of, in his case, he's talking, Jesus loves you, albeit true, goes only so far. Our message is stale. Scripture has to come alive, set the heart on fire, and have meaning in people's lives for them to learn to love God and to grow in faith. One preacher who knows how to deliver a sermon like that is Pope Francis. He has captured the imagination of the world in part because he lives the gospel, but he also understands brevity and relevance. The most striking aspects of Francis are his genuineness and his ability to connect passionately with people. He clearly believes what he says and does what he believes. Every priest, every pastor could learn from him. Our preaching might improve, and maybe, just maybe, we might become better Christians. There's one moment in the article as well, and I wonder if either of you have ever heard of this gentleman. The late Reverend Dunstan Stout, a Roman Catholic missionary priest to the American community in Mexico City, best homilist I have ever heard, he says. He never spoke longer than 8 minutes. I'm sorry. And he could deliver a 4 to 6 minute homily, hard-hitting and even accusatory, and everyone in the church believed he was speaking directly to them. Mm. Any homily longer than 8 minutes is too long, he once told me. Any homily shorter than 4 minutes is too short.
Yeah. Well,
we'd all get in trouble, wouldn't we?
Yeah, but you know, that's not necessarily true in all cases,
right?
Because I've heard 45-minute sermons that I just wish that would have gone on and on and on.
Yeah.
But
he talks about a 45-minute sermon that he thought was that he walked out on.
Yeah. Well, brevity is not always a virtue, but I'm not, more often than not it is, but not always. All right.
John, some folks I got one more. Folks might want to comment on what they perceive as good sermon.
Yeah, and also length versus brevity. So
Actually, if you give the three more real quick. One, during the intermission there for the commercials, I was looking at the newspaper, and here's a columnist I read regularly. The choice, and remember, death is not an option. Baltimoreans wearing Ray Rice jerseys in support, or Penn Staters demanding the return of Joe Paterno statue. Okay. Next Saturday evening, be a late service for us, Slichot in which means forgiveness is, in connection with getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. I don't know whether I'll be able to make it to the show next Sunday, but that aside, here's an excerpt from a book by Elie Wiesel that I only recently became aware of called Open Heart. It's a very brief little volume about his recent open heart surgery in 2011. It came out in 2012. I just found out about the book. Last line. And so the patient that I am, more charitable, repeats, since God is the one who is to be found, God is the one who is found in questions as well as in answers.
Mm, nice. Very nice.
Yeah. and I'm done. I'm leaving now. I'll see you later.
All right. And John, what's on your mind?
Well, first I want to give condolences to the Marty Meyer family. His wife, Sue, passed away this week. Marty subbed for me, probably 8 years ago on the station on a weekend. Marty's a local attorney. We studied the theology of the body together, and he's the president of the Sarah Club.
Of the what club?
The Sarah Club. It's a club that promotes vocations and support for seminarians in the diocese. And it was just a beautiful service over at Visitation, the rosary the night before, and yesterday's funeral liturgy and burial at the cemetery. And it was just, Sue was just a great testament to how a woman of God lives and supports her man. She was just a wonderful, wonderful human being. I know Sue's going to be missed by Marty and the kids, and my wife will miss her. She was crying through the whole thing. And just a beautiful, beautiful person. And I was able to meet her mother, and she says she listens to the show. And so I said to her, I said, now, if you wanted me to talk about anything, what would you want me to talk about?
Ah.
So I'm putting out her suggestion. She said that she noticed that after the death of a loved one, these little signs keep popping up. And in her case...
Oh, you mean in neighborhoods, you mean?
No. little signs like she notices that she's seeing feathers. That would be a little sign,
yeah.
which corresponds to the presence of her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Also, maybe even a presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit.
And because of the bird imagery.
Yeah. And so and it was odd because Friday night in my backyard, I saw a feather laying there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hardly ever see feathers in my backyard. But when she mentioned that, I thought, well, I'll bet this is a topic for the show. And I just wonder whether people out there, after they lose someone, whether they get little signs. You know, sometimes it could be flowers, it could be this or that. Whether mystically and miraculously those kinds of things come up. And then I really enjoyed your discussion on a good sermon, seeing that I've been doing it now for about 3 months here. And when people say good sermon, I always ask them, what part did you like?
Yeah! Get it to them.
The part where you finished.
Well, I'll tell you, yesterday, it was so cute. I gave a sermon at one of the parishes in town, and one of the little girls, one of the parishioners brought, they were babysitting four little girls, and I started the sermon, and she woke up, and she fell asleep during the sermon, and she woke up and said, is he still talking?
Not loud.
But she fell asleep. And then she woke up and said, she's still talking. Well,
now we got to take a break, John. Let's continue this after the break.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll still be talking, yeah.
576-7710, 576-7710. Give us a call here on Religion on the Line.
Coming up Monday on the show, we've got some scientists now saying that by 2050, we will have an entirely different species of humans. What will it look like? We'll get you the details. And are we finally getting to the point where we're going to tax the internet? I'll get you the details on that one. And we'll have a review of the Chiefs-Broncos game. It's all on the KCMO Morning Show.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
And now 103.7
Among
FM.
Military and security chiefs after the beheading of a Briton by the militant group. A manhunt continues in northern Pennsylvania.
One who is sworn to guard and protect us was shot in cold blood coming out of work at the end of his shift. Another trooper was shot, wounded, is in the hospital.
Governor Tom Corbett. The troopers were shot last night just outside their barracks in Pike County. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Mostly clear skies can be expected overnight. It's going to be another chilly night with temperatures falling into the upper 40s by your Sunday morning. Winds will be light out of the southeast between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Get ready for a beautiful day on Sunday with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be warmer with highs in the low to mid 70s. Southeast winds will be light between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Haley Shulman.
If you're a manager or business owner, you know good business starts with good people. You also know that good people are hard to find. Cumulus Media, the company that owns the station that you're listening to right now, is hosting a job fair on Tuesday, October 7th at the Union Station in Kansas City, Missouri. To find out how your company can participate, please call Jared Robb at 913-514-3016. That's 913-514-3016. Or visit kcjobfair.com for more information.
Suburban Lawn and Garden, growing with you.
You hear a lot about buying local these days, and for good reasons. But when you shop at Suburban Lawn and Garden, you're not just choosing a local company that's been in Kansas City for over 50 years. You're buying locally grown products. Our plants are born here, knowing how to thrive in our tough KC weather conditions. Why pay more for someone else's plant or tree that had to be shipped in from another state? Suburban grows nearly all of its own stock right here on its local farms, which means you get a fresher, fuller, healthier plant. And you save more by eliminating shipping since you're buying direct from the grower. Locally grown trees, shrubs, and perennials are on sale now at Suburban Lawn and Garden. Save big! Buy locally grown at Suburban Lawn and Garden. Three convenient locations, 105th and Row, 135th and Warnell, and now in Lenexa at K7 and Prairie Star Parkway.
Suburban Lawn and Garden, growing with you.
I'm Bruce Brown, Certified Mortgage Planning Specialist with Prime Lending. Join me Sundays at noon for Dollars and Homes. Buying, selling, and financing real estate is serious business and requires professional advice. The Dollars and Homes show provides that advice as we tackle important issues that could save you thousands on your next real estate or mortgage transaction. Join me right here for Dollars and Homes. Sundays at noon, visit us on the web at dollarsandhomes.com or call me, Bruce Brown, 816-286-HOME. That's 816-286-HOME.
KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7, AM, FM, fair and balanced. Kansas City's home of Fox News Radio, KCMO.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio. 710 AM, 103.7 FM. Give us a call at 576-7710. That's the number to call. If you're calling long distance, you can call 816, then 576-7710. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk, President, St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus, Temple B'nai Yehuda.
So I was talking about sermons, and I kind of agree with Bob in a sense that a good sermon, like good prayer, is that you don't notice the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in prayer with God and it seems like it's lasting 3 to 5 minutes, and all of a sudden you find yourself saying, oh man, I was here for 30, 45 minutes, an hour. It just seemed like such a short time. Those are the best sermons.
Mm-hmm.
When people don't even notice how long the sermons go. And, you know, I feel that when people tell me, I ask them, do you think I was too long? And they say, no, I didn't even notice. I knew that I hit it.
Well, you know, got to stop asking your wife if that's the case. You know? Ask some other people, John.
Actually, my wife will tell me.
I'm kidding.
She'll tell me, too long, because she's already heard the sermon at home twice. I kind of run it by her to make sure there isn't any serious flaws.
And, do you go over it with her?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do, because she's my helpmate.
Uh-huh.
And God blesses me through her so many times. And I've just learned to, like Marty learned, to just listen to your wife. Because he wants to bless you through them. And she knows, she just has a great heart, and she can just tell me what's going to hit and what isn't. And so, and this idea of about 4 to 8 minutes, I'm a college professor. I go for 50 minutes every time I give a lecture. It is so hard for me to keep it to 4 to 8 minutes. I feel like I'm just getting warmed up at 4 to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
But I do have a priest during the week who says 2 minutes. And,
really?
Oh, yeah, I'm being purified.
Okay, free me for a sermon during the week.
Yeah,
though.
Sermon during the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm really working hard on trying to keep it at 2 minutes. And it's difficult because you have to become...
That's a meditation.
Surgical and precise.
Yeah, it's very difficult to speak briefly and profoundly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of our former pastors used
to... Do you actually speak or you tell a story? I mean, I'm being very serious because I don't know if I could...
No,
I know you couldn't do it. maybe I could do a thought, but not a or an illustration, but I couldn't give a homily.
Well, I try and give a teaching in a sense of trying to listen to the Holy Spirit and say, okay, Holy Spirit, where are the people, and where, how do we move into the next step?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people want to be moved to the next step of wherever they are. And so I don't know where they are. Unless I listen to the words that they're giving me, or I listen to their sufferings. So a lot of it, I'm just asking the Holy Spirit to give me some ideas that he wants others to hear. And I'm doing my best to keep it at 2 minutes. But on weekends, I get a longer leash. I get about 8 minutes. Mm. And then in my community of Society of Our Lady, we're used to 40, 45-minute homilies, like Bob said, from our founder, and we would tape these homilies. That's how good they are, and we have a collection of them. And so we just have a great example of somebody who can preach to the heart for that long and keep you. And then you say, don't stop at that time. And
had you ever heard of the priest that he cites? Dunstan Stout, S-T-O-U-T. Might be worthwhile at least to see if there's anything
What's his first name?
Dunstan, D-U-N-S-T-A-N. He identifies him, the late Reverend Dunstan Stout, a Roman Catholic missionary priest to the American community in Mexico City.
Okay. And we're talking about blessings. We actually have a book called The Book of Blessings. And it's 900 pages with 71 chapters. And you can bless just about anything, Michael. You can bless a car. You can bless travels. You know, if people, that's one thing a deacon can do is give blessings. And so I'm always giving blessings. I ask people, would you like a blessing?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a favorite one. But anyway, 900 pages or so. There's houses.
You said you have a favorite blessing? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Are you comfortable letting folks know what it is?
Oh, yeah. To me, it's a blessing that brings you into the communion with the Most Holy Trinity. So I say, the Lord be with you, and they say, and with your spirit. And the blessing of God the Father, whose son and daughter you are, Jesus, whose brother and sister you are, and the Holy Spirit, whose temple you are, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. It's my favorite blessing.
Absolutely.
Because
it's very similar to what we call the priestly blessing, in effect.
The Aaronic one.
May God bless you and guard you, etc.
Keep you. Yeah.
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 And one more item. I got another. One thing. Today is the triumph of the cross. And I find this so amazing because so often when we read the liturgy, sometimes it pops up in current events. And the true cross was founded September 13th, I think, in the year 365 by St. Helena. And it was exalted to be venerated on September 14th. Well, after the Twin Towers collapsed, a Catholic policeman said, where was Jesus during this? And then they entered deeper into the debris and the rubble, and they came across this room where there was four crosses. And that was on September 13th, the same day St. Helen found the true cross in the Holy Land. And that just gave me goosebumps of how those two similarities of those dates just struck. And it's one of those things, we have this saying in our scriptures that and Bob will know it better than I do, but to the Greeks it's foolishness, to the Jews it's a stumbling block, or is it vice versa, the cross?
Say that again? To the Greeks it's foolishness.
To the,
And to the Jews, it's a stumbling block. But to us, it's how we get saved. And so that's what I'm preaching on today, is the power of the cross. And it really is one of those four mysteries of infused contemplation, which means it's not something you can easily arrive at by reason. It's something that has to be revealed to the person in the similar way that Constantine, in the battle, had it revealed to him, the cross in the sky, and he had it put on his shield, and then he conquered his enemies, and that opened up the Roman Empire to the legalization of Christianity. And so we have these four infused mysteries of contemplation. One is the cross, the Eucharist, and awareness of the Trinity living within us, and the Incarnation. And those four mysteries are revealed by God himself to the person. And once they're revealed, they open up a whole new mystical life. And people might say, well, the cross. The cross is where we crucify that threefold lust, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. With, for instance, the pride of life is crucified with obedience. The lust of the eyes is crucified with poverty. And the lust of the flesh is crucified with the practice of chastity. So this is why our professional religious take those vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. They crucify the weakness in their flesh so that they're free to live in these relationships of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And guess what? That just so happens how we believe God lives. He's perfectly obedient in this communion of persons. The Father's obedient to the Son. The Son's obedient to the Father. Before the world was created, he didn't have any material things. They just lived before the creation of the world. And he's perfectly pure. He sees all of us as his sons and daughters, as persons created in his image and likeness. And our goal is to live the way he lives in those relationships. So for us, that's how we become free. And we also practice prayer, fasting, and almsgiving in order to crucify the flesh. In prayer, we conquer pride. In fasting, we conquer the lust of the flesh. And in almsgiving, we heal the wounds that are broken between brothers and sisters, and we heal that lust of the eyes.
576-7710 is the number to call. We're going to take a break, and do give us a call, 576-7710, 576-7710, here at Religion on the Line.
KCMO Talk Radio is Mark Levin.
We're a nation with over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. We are a nation destroying itself. We are a nation committing suicide. What a bunch of self-defeating morons. That there are an awful lot of stupid people posing as commentators on cable TV.
All this fence-sitting, I can't stand that either. Country's going to hell and we have all these fence-sitters.
Weekdays 5 to 8 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Dave Ramsey here. Folks, when you need to dip into your budget for roof repairs or roof replacement, the only guy I trust in Kansas City is Mitch Owens from Lee's Summit Roofing. Mitch provides exceptional value and guarantees the job to be done right the first time. Mitch has been replacing and or repairing roofs for over 20 years now. So give him a call at 816-554-8585. Again, that's Lee's Summit Roofing. And be sure and tell them Dave sent you.
Get ready, because here they come.
One, two, three, four!
It's Beatlemania all over again with the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. Entertainment Tonight says, seeing the Fab Four is just like seeing the Beatles.
Hey, Jude.
The Fab Four takes you through the 60s with the music that changed our lives.
Yesterday.
It's a show you won't want to miss.
Get your tickets now for the Fab Four, Saturday, September 27th, Harvest Bank Theater at the Midland.
Every team has its traditions. Some stronger than others. Much stronger. You see, this is war paint. And she takes the field every time the Chiefs hit pay dirt.
20, 10, 5, touchdown!
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Kansas City!
Looks like it's time to ride. This is Chiefs Kingdom.
Tickets available at kcchiefs.com.
This sled can take a beating. Every training camp, it's pounded and pushed all over the practice field. You could say this sled is target practice for the hardest hitting lineman in the NFL. Still, it never backs down. And neither do we.
Hand off for Charles. Moving on second effort. Third effort. Fourth effort. Touchdown! Kansas City!
This is Chiefs Kingdom.
Tickets available at kcchiefs.com.
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the why? Or so you think. Sure, you know the why for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the Y. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background, and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. And we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the Y as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the Y. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit ymca.net/more.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing. So.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The KCMO Morning Show and Greg Mann.
How much can you believe the government? The reason that it's hard for us to believe them is all the times they've lied to us.
Mornings 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 AM 103.7 FM. Do give us a call, and we will engage in conversation at 576-7710. Religion on the Line. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
Deacon John Perk, President of St. Michael the Archangel High School, along with
Rabbi Michael Zedek, Rabbi Emeritus Temple B'nai Yehuda. Guys, while Bob has not yet thrown his items on the fire, Hopper or otherwise, it is intriguing to me that that in all the things that I listed and John, it's September 14th, which means this past week was the 13th anniversary of September 11th, and I only thought about it just now. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things that's interesting about our country is we have the great freedom to not even pay attention, you know?
Yeah.
Was it the 10th that the president declared an uptick in our involvement in fighting ISIS or ISIL?
The evening before. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, a small thing before you go, Bob. If anybody gets the comics, I'm assuming that it's the same sequence in all the country. Classic Peanuts is about suffering today. If we have a quiet moment, it's well worth taking a gander at. Quotes all galore from the Book of Job.
Yeah. Well, I would love to hear some of those quotes.
What do you got, though?
Yeah. I got a phone call this week that we each get. Now that John's preaching on a regular basis, it'll happen. It'll happen about once every, it may happen more frequently for other people who preach, but and let me just give this caveat before I tell the story. I think every sermon I've ever preached has failed. It's always, always, always never measured up to what I wanted it ultimately to be. And it is, to borrow a phrase from Frederick Buechner, which was not about this subject at all, hopefully you want it to be a magnificent defeat and as you attempt to preach. But did get a phone call from somebody who had gotten a CD of a sermon I preached in July on what are the three things people most want to hear. And was a gratifying conversation about how important this was to him. And I just said, you know, you made my year right now. and because those kind of commentaries, that's why we preach. That's why if we can be useful, if we can be an instrument, then we've done our job. And it was a good moment.
Now, that's lovely to hear, Bob, especially because I know you've heard somebody say to you, as if I, Rabbi, well, they wouldn't say Rabbi, Rabbi, remember when you gave that talk, it changed my life, and you don't remember, and you don't think you gave the talk.
Yeah, and they describe a sermon that was not yours.
At least not the one you thought you gave.
Okay, and, so what are the things people want to hear?
You are forgiven, you are loved, and supper's ready. that was back in July. So,
one of my parish priests said that an archbishop told him once that tell the people how much God loves them. The people don't really believe that.
Yeah, I believe that.
I was surprised.
They resist it.
Uh-huh.
Resist it. At any rate, did you guys know, Michael, you know this person because, and you may know him as a friend, David Saperstein.
Of course.
And he is head of the Washington Office of Reform Judaism for a long time.
The Kitty Kaplan Center for Social Justice, I think is called it, something like that. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just reading it from this news report, and yeah, religious news report. He is being tapped to be the special envoy to promote religious freedom of religious minorities
right.
in the Near East and South Central Asia. And whether it's an envoy appointment, which does not require Senate confirmation, or he's going to be an ambassador in this position, is yet to be teased out. I bet you this is a little bit old, and they've kind of figured it out. But this is a marvelous thing for him to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, David is an unusual and exciting and remarkable and thoughtful individual. Been in Washington almost four decades.
Yeah.
At least originally it was an ambassadorial appointment, which did require Senate approval. Maybe that's why they're debating it now, whether they need to have that go forward, because as I think we would all agree, our government is, what shall we say, somewhat, the functioning of our government is not the function, seemingly.
Yeah. Also, in a letter to an editor, it's sometimes interesting how you can hear eloquence in a letter to the editor, whether it's in the paper or a journal. In the Christian Century, there is a wonderful letter about Protestant identity. And, boy, this sums up a Protestant thesis about theology, about the church, etc. God is free to create and use any means in bringing persons to the knowledge of God's self-giving love. God is not bound to finite institutions or sacramental forms. I actually think that that's a very, very Catholic perspective, a Roman Catholic perspective as well. But I just liked the wording there. And I had not heard... This is next. I had not heard about the persecution of this Church of Pakistan, which is a kind of united church. And the head of this school, this college, was taken and beat to a pulp. He's now kind of in exile. And in Pakistan, they are kind of under siege. They're, you know, there's a kind of majoritarian hegemony that is being attempted there. And this is the person, this is the person's prayer. This person is Titus Pressler. And this was his prayer that came to his mind after he was so severely beaten. And I apologize, we normally don't quote this. It's not super long, but we normally don't quote more than a sentence. It's two sentences. Friend Jesus, this and so much worse is what your Christian brothers and sisters have been experiencing here in Pakistan for so long. This and so much worse is what your Muslim brothers and sisters and others have been experiencing here for so long. Now I know it firsthand. I am not thankful for the beating, friend Jesus, but I am thankful for the knowledge and for still being alive. I thought that is a profoundly good prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 576-7710 is the number to call. 576-7710 is the number to call. Michael, you mentioned 9/11. There were we had our chapel open for prayer from 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening. There is less of an emphasis now, 13 years after the occasion, but there were ceremonies around the metro area at various symbolic sites, and that will continue, I think, for a good while longer. And the next precipitous moment probably will be the 20th anniversary and the 25th. But I would kind of challenge us all to say how many of us will have a moment of quiet reflection, prayerful repose on the 7th of December, which was marks the beginning of World War II. And
our entry into World War II.
Our entry into World War II in 1941. How many of us really will take a religious moment to observe that? That is going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. So, hey, we got some music. We got to take a break, pay some bills, and listen to some news. Do give us a call, 576-7710, 576-7710.